You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I got a, to me, funny story from my brother when I was down visiting down in San Antonio. He lives in a neighborhood that does not have a tight HOA. In other words, they don't micromanage everything you do at your house. Now, you used to live in a neighborhood like that, Jeremy, and then you moved to a strict HOA community.
Yeah, because we were kind of tired of the nonsense that was going around and the trash and just the clutter.
So anyway, so I was there and I was standing out in his backyard and I noticed that, let me try to explain this. You know how houses back to other houses, right? So like behind your backyard, there's a fence and then somebody else's backyard and then their house, right?
Yeah.
So I want you to imagine three houses backing to each other, like 1, 2, 3, and then below those 4, 5, and 6.
Okay.
All right. So my brother lives, let's say he lives in number 5. So he's the lower house middle. So he's got somebody to his left. He's got somebody to his right. He's got somebody directly behind him. That'd be house number 2. And then he's kind of catacorner with 1 and 3, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed that all of the fences seemed to be different. The fence between his house and the house directly behind him is more of a, it's almost like it's got posts set up, but then it's just like wire. It's not chain link, but it's wire.
Okay.
And so you can see into each other's yards just fine.
All right.
On the left, there is this big privacy fence.
Mm-hmm.
To the right, there's another, but it's a different kind of privacy fence, and it's a different size. And as I looked around at all the houses, they all had different fences. And so I said, what's the story with that? He said, it pretty much depends on how you get along with that neighbor.
Absolutely. Yep.
I said, what do you mean? He goes, all right, so take, for instance, the house to his left, which backs to number 1. That would be house 4, and it backs to house number 1. You got that? He says, the person in house number 1 was doing landscaping stuff and had all sorts of stuff that they had piled up, and the person in house number 4 didn't like the look of that, so they went out and they put up this brand new big privacy fence.
Yeah, cover it up. It's an eyesore.
Yes.
Yeah, that's real life, man.
House number 4 to my brother, so they're side by side. That person at number 4 put up a fence because they didn't like my brother's security light that he has, kind of like what you would have.
Sure.
And so they're like, they were mad about his security light.
The
clear fence or the see-through fence behind is because those families get along, my brother and the people behind him, and they like to be able to talk to each other back through their fence. They don't want a big fence separating them.
Yeah.
And it went on and on, and he was describing each relationship with each house.
It's funny that you can stand there and just kind of get a lay of the land and know which neighbors you like and which ones they don't like. You know, thinking back to our old place, like the house directly behind us, we put the big 6-foot fence up because that was chicken house, because they had all the chickens and the chicken coop and the mess and the smell, and we didn't want to look at it. So that one had the taller 6-foot fence. We liked the older gentleman on the right side, so that was a shorter fence.
Yeah.
And then the people on the left side, we had like a chain link fence because they had a new puppy. And the kids always like to go over there and stick their fingers through and play with the puppy or reach over and pet the puppy.
Yes.
But before we were getting ready to move, there was talk about putting a 6-foot fence up on the puppy side because the woman who lived there kept going out back and sunbathing in a bikini.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't want to be mean, but it was not good bikini sunbathing body person. See what I'm getting at? It was not good. It was not good bikini. So there was talk about putting up the big 6-foot fence so we didn't have to stare at that anymore.
Well, she probably wouldn't like your pervy eyes on her.
I wasn't looking. But yeah, that is so funny. And that's so true in all those communities that you can do whatever you want with your fences. We can't do that now, definitely, in the one we're at. It's got to be a certain height, certain color, certain style.
How do you feel about that?
I'm 100% okay with that because nobody has to look at anybody. And everything's uniform and clean. And
yeah, so I live in a neighborhood that's got an HOA, but they're not real picky about that. They're not picky about fences at all. There's a whole mess of different fences. Now, the houses are spaced pretty far apart, so
You're not on top of each other.
We're not on top of each other at all. I can barely see any other houses from my house. But they allow us to do, and I've noticed there is a hodgepodge of fences, and it, I guess it's one of those things that it allows your personality to come out. Like the lady we bought the house from has a white picket fence around our backyard, and to me, it looks ridiculous.
Yeah.
It doesn't fit with anything around here. It's like she was trying to go for, I don't know, old homesy,
like country,
you know,
country flair.
Yeah. I guess, but I mean, it looks tacky and bad.
Tear it down.
I'm going to.
Get
I
out
will
there and
be
kick
it down,
over.
But we've already figured out the price for it. And
tear it down yourself, you wuss. Get
it's
out
close
there.
To 500 feet of fencing.
And?
Yeah, screw that.
It's an afternoon.
Yeah.
An afternoon with a sledgehammer.
Sure it is.
Piece of cake.
Anyway, I just thought it was interesting.
Yeah, it is funny.
Fences define neighborhood relationships.
They sure do.